identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
4:29 to play. Badgers up 20 and now have a first and 10 at the Northwestern 42-yard line. Garyon Dupree in at running back. Tretch Kekahuna slot to the right. Denny Anthony comes out wide to the left. Block gets the stamp. Hands off to Dupree inside the 40. Darion spinning inside the 40-yard line. Down to the 35 on a gain of 7. Second down and 3 for the Badgers. Kevin Haywood checking in. Offensive line. He'll sub in for Jack Nelson at left tackle.
He's been getting a lot of work. I know the last couple of games, Jack has come out earlier, and now up 20. Get the young fella some reps.
Freshman out of Limerick, Pennsylvania. Two receivers right, one on the left. Second down and 3 for the Northwestern 35-yard line. Hand off Dupree again, just going up the middle and trying to move the stack for all he can. Gets a couple to the 32 of Northwestern. It's third and 1 with the clock running, 3:45 to play.
That doesn't seem like much, and you know, 2 or 3 yard pickup, but I love the fact you understand where you're at in the game. Good movement there by Malman, and really nice job of just putting your head down and going and getting what you need, securing the football, pick up a couple, set yourself up here for a nice third and short.
Badgers will take their dear old time, 15 on the play clock. Game clock at 3:22 and counting. 23-3 Wisconsin. Badgers at 3rd and 1 at the Wildcats 33-yard line. Double wide to the right. Dupree, the running back. He'll shift to the left of Brayden Locke. Gets the belt high snap, hands off to Dupree, spinning, trying to get to that first down, and he does with the extra effort. Whoa, inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line, upperclassman work from the true freshman, Darion Dupree, and a fresh set of downs for the Wisconsin offense.
I thought that was going to be a TFL because Northwestern actually timed that snap up really well with their safety, and he came sprinting down unblocked, and it was a lost yard, a 2-yard loss, and Dupree spins out of that hit by the safety and then just kept churning and churning and picked up that first down.
Badgers getting some more guys in that offensive line. J.P. Benshaw, the right guard. Emerson Mandel, the right tackle from the Northwestern 29-yard line. Hand off Darion Dupree inside the 25. Another twist as Dupree down to the 20 of Northwestern. Boy, he is showing some stuff here in this second half of the Badgers, and that could get us down to the 2-minute timeout if the Badgers so choose. Ball at the Northwestern 20, second down and 1, and they'll get it to the 2-minute timeout with the Badgers leading by 20. We will take a break. 2 minutes remaining. Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
It's time to spotlight today's Best in the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs.
I think you could look at special teams, and there's a lot of guys made a lot of plays, but this was one of those games you knew was going to be physical, hard-nosed, and Tawee Walker has been a difference maker for this offense. And today, 23 carries, 126 yards for 5.5 a carry, and it's been hard, physical. He has been the difference maker in this game today.
The Badger defense, terrific. Just 209 yards of offense.
A lot of guys you could give it to on that side.
No,
I think Hunter is flown around. Jake Chaney just made a couple plays. Sebastian Cheeks has done some really good things coming off the edge. And that's the beauty of this group and what they've been doing on defense. It's not a one-man band. There is a lot of guys that are doing a lot of contributing.
2 minutes to play, 23-3 Wisconsin. Patrick, what do you have?
Well, we talk about momentum a lot, and as the season arc, as we look at it, there's clear momentum for Wisconsin right now. Three games in a row. If this score holds as it is, that's outscoring their last three opponents 117-16, only allowing one touchdown through three Big Ten games. The last time Wisconsin gave up just one touchdown in three games in a row in the Big Ten play, Mark Tauscher's 1998 Big Ten championship.
Good squad.
Team.
Yeah, that was all me. I don't know if you guys know that or not. And Mike Heller does a great job. Just let us know. After that long drive, which was really good, a couple fourth down conversions that Northwestern got a field goal out of, the rest of the half, three and out, two play safety, three and out, 11 plays. How many yards do you think, Matt?
Not very many.
Negative eight.
That's not very many.
That is really yeah. Profound there. Well done.
Yep. We got Kerry Kadenko now in there at center. We mentioned some of these subs getting in for Wisconsin, some of the young guys, as well as a guy like Kerry, been in there for a while in the program. Here's the handoff to Arian Dupree off the right side. He'll get the first down. It was second and one at the 20, and now a first down at the 18-yard line of Northwestern. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers. Kadenko, the fifth-year senior. You got Kevin Haywood at left guard.
Cobberley's in there.
Make that left tackle. Haywood left tackle. You got Ben Shaw left guard. Holland Cobberley right guard. Emerson Mandel right tackle.
A lot of youth, and I know they're excited about this youth, and it's been nice. You're seeing a lot of these guys getting in. First two games is normally when you see guys get in, not this season.
Mabry Metoyer, the quarterback, gets the snap, hands off to Darian Dupree, stumbled a bit, regained his balance, and drives it inside the 15 to the 14-yard line on a gain of four. A minute 18 and counting left in this one. 23-3, Wisconsin on top of Northwestern.
Yeah, I know Luke was kind of irritated from what Patrick, he's so irritated that some of the audio didn't even get through. That's how irritated he was at halftime. But you need to win games like this. Not everything is going to be pretty all the time. And to find ways to win games, especially on the road in baby stadiums, and then you still get all that coaching points that they love. Beautiful day here on a beautiful scene.
Side 1 minute to play as Metoyer hands off to Cade Iacomelli. And Cade down near the 10-yard line. It'll be third down and a couple with 38 seconds to play.
Should do it.
Yeah, that should wrap it up here. Is Northwestern not interested in stopping the clock? Badgers not interested in running another play. And it sets up a rather big one.
Fun one coming.
Next Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers and Penn State. Should be a little juice in the historic stadium next Saturday.
This was a fun day. I know it was ugly at times, and there was some stuff that you want, but it's always hard. And Northwestern, I give them a ton of credit. Their defense competed their tails off. They did everything that they could. But Wisconsin just showed its grit today. They showed their defensive prowess, their special teams, and they did enough on offense. You never apologize for winning, especially against Northwestern down here when you're the Wisconsin Badgers. Great win, and I love the fact we set up the big-time game next Saturday. That's what it's all about, these big games, and you get it on primetime, even though I wish it was an 11 o'clock kick. 7 o'clock next. Yeah, that's what this is all about for these guys.
That's what your old coach said, but you know there are big opponents coming in, make it a big game. Mm-hmm. Credit to the Wisconsin Badgers. They've made it a big one. They improved to 3-1 in the Big Ten, 5-2 overall. Our final score, Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. We're back with a post-game show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of SiriusXM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
100, no Badgers.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Wisconsin defeats Northwestern here this afternoon, 23-3. And while we were in commercial break, as we view this, the Badger locker room is behind us and well to our left. They broke toward the lake to the upper left corner of the stadium as we see it. We're wondering, what are these knuckleheads doing? Well, apparently, well, not apparently, he looks like he just jumped in. Brady Collins, the strength and conditioning coach, apparently decided to take a dip into Lake Michigan as he slaps palms over there with athletics director Chris McIntosh, saying, okay, whatever works. So Brady, apparently a deal is a deal, so he took a jump in the lake.
I wonder, is Mac going to go join him? Is that
No.
Doesn't look like he's jumping in there, but that's the fun of this. And, you know, you're not going to be back here. This will play, if we do play Northwestern, we'll be at home in this stadium. There'll be their big stadium will be built. So you get this opportunity, a beautiful scene, and that's the stuff. Players, you would think it's not something that people get that excited about, but these little things when people are going to do something dumb, the players rally and love it. The entire team, that's the fastest we saw move all day. Like, why did they sprint to the right? Because they wanted to see their coach jump in the lake.
Yeah, especially a strength coach who drives them all strength coaches do,
it's
right?
It's kind of nice to get it when it's on the other end of it, yeah.
Badgers get the win on a day where they weren't great, as you know, Patrick relayed the thoughts of Luke Fickell at the half. The Wisconsin Badgers led 14-0 at the half. There were mistakes, yes, but when you cannot be great, go on the road and win by 20 against a program that, to say the least, has created a lot of headaches for the Wisconsin program over the years, 23-3. You take that, you get the bus ride home, and you get ready for a big one next Saturday.
Enjoy the heck out of it and understand that now we're rolling a little bit. And I know, I'm sure there'll be some that, oh, the offense today and a couple of turnovers. And that's true. You have to improve and you have to keep working because you'll need to be cleaner than what we saw. But I just think this defense, I went through the stats, the last 11 plays of the game, -8 yards. They just clamped down, got into that rhythm, and found a way to get it done today. And I think this team is starting to catch its stride. They know how to win. They see the formula. And the most important part is they're executing it. Today, they felt like it was going to be tough sledding for Northwestern to move the football, and it was. And on offense, it was, let's be smart. We're going to stick with it. We're going to pound the football. And Tyree Walker, another great day in the Big Ten.
23 carries, 126 yards for Walker here this afternoon. Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Build Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As a professional in Learfield, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting. A setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as the Badgers take care of business this afternoon in Evanston, defeating Northwestern 23-3. A quick glance at other Big Ten games going on. Indiana has dropped the hammer on Nebraska. The Hoosiers lead 49-7. They're late in that game in Bloomington. UCLA leading Rutgers 35-25 as they hit the two-minute timeout in that game in Piscataway. Michigan is at Illinois at 2:30. SC is at Maryland at 3. Iowa at Michigan State tonight. So Rutgers continuing to struggle, barring a dramatic comeback. And Nebraska, which looked really impressive early. Their offense has been sputtering. And Indiana, you keep waiting for the hiccup. Not today. Again, they are winning and winning impressively every week.
It just keeps showing you how important momentum and positive vibes and being able to gain confidence is. And Indiana's obviously got it. And you can look at, you know, a little closer to home for us. Two or three weeks ago, there was a lot of doubt everywhere. Purdue, who's struggling. And you get that win, and then what you're able to do up in Piscataway and then coming down here, the confidence and vibes are good. And I love the fact that Luke continues to kind of push that envelope to make sure guys keep that edge, because the last thing you want to do is start feeling too good. And I was actually a little nervous, and I don't know about you, Matt. Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous coming in today about how good I felt about this game. And it was a hard-fought deal, but the boys came through and got it done.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I'm going, I think I feel too good about this week. You just know the
you
history
down here.
Never
want to feel that
here.
Good.
No.
It's not good in collegiate or professional sports.
Time for the Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Wisconsin 3 out of 5 today. A couple of misses, a field goal that was blocked, a fourth down and short was missed. But they got the short field a couple, especially at the end of the first half when this thing turned, right? 7-0 Northwestern with, you know, kind of, I'm sure, a decision offensively that's going to be questioned by Wildcats fans trying to throw the ball. There's a ball gets knocked loose, Badgers recover, and then they go into the next play, and it's suddenly 14-0.
It's always, you know, a handful of plays that will determine. You never know when they're going to be, but you knew at that point that was a big play because Northwestern was really struggling on offense. Wisconsin was unable to really punch things in. It was 7-0 at that point. And if a 7-0 at halftime is a whole heck of a lot different than 14, especially they get the football. And to Northwestern's credit, they battled and cut it to 14-3, but they were going to have a hard time scoring today. We all knew that. And when you hand 7 points at the end of the half, it was going to be tough sledding, and that's how it shook out.
All right, this Case IH Red Zone recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. 23-3, Wisconsin takes down Northwestern this afternoon. The postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCatt.com or call your local Favic Catt store for more information. Favic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rolling on with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show. Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3 here this afternoon. Well, the Badgers in the last three games have given up 6, 7, and 3 points. Now, they have not faced juggernauts offensively. I get that. But the fact house that they, a couple turnovers, Northwestern had some opportunities. And early in the season, that was an issue, being able to keep the opponent out of the end zone. These guys have done a great job in that area of late.
They have, and the complimentary piece, and it's the buzzword, right? Every coach is saying it, and Luke has been saying it, but it's really been kind of held up. And when Wisconsin did turn the football over today, and that happened, it suffocated Northwestern. This defense got better and better, and really by after that field goal drive that they put together, they never threatened. Did not get a first down. Ended up with negative yardage, and I think they really kind of, Wisconsin's defense really got dialed in. So they're trending in the right direction, and obviously the test is going to continue. The test will continue to get more and more difficult. Penn State's tight end, 17 or 18 catches a couple weeks ago against USC. You're going to have some monster tests that are coming ahead, but you've passed these last three with flying colors.
Yeah, Tyler Warren, 17 catches. He's thrown a couple passes this season.
Played
snapped
center.
The ball. Yeah, snapped the ball. I mean, ball player, football guy.
Yep.
Then they had an impressive road win, a very exciting game. They were down 14 one point to USC. Trojans seemed like they had it rolling. Drew Aller, their quarterback, has really grown into the position. A lot of hype surrounding him, and he is rounding into form. So it's going to be a big-time game as it ramps up, because a Penn State team that scores in the mid-30s and has a defense, Abdul Carter, helping lead the way. It is one of the top defenses, not just in the Big Ten, but nationally. Our coverage next week will start at 4:30 with a pregame show, the kick set for 6:30 for the Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Wisconsin a winner here, 23-3 against Northwestern. Tawee Walker, 23 carries, 126 yards. Darion Dupree, 11 totes for 40. Braden Locke with a touchdown run for the Badgers here today. And also Cade Iacomelli with a 3-yard touchdown run for Wisconsin. Braden Locke, 14 of 24 through the air for 160 yards and a score. He threw one interception, lost the fumble, was sacked twice. Tough day for Jack Lausch throwing the ball, 9 of 24, a couple of sacks, 82 yards. He led the team in rushing. He did hurt Wisconsin at times with his feet, 10 carries for 55 yards in the game. Wisconsin with 359 yards of offense, just 209 for Northwestern. The Wildcats just 2 of 14 on third down. The Badgers were no great shakes there either at 4 of 12, but the Wildcats came in the worst team in the league at converting on third down, and it got no better for them here this afternoon. Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. That's your final. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza, loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone.
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern this afternoon, 23-3. A few minutes ago, Mike Heller caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
With the head coach Luke Fickell, and you talked about it Monday in your presser about the challenge you were going to put on your line because you thought that last year Northwestern outplayed you on the line. After this game, how did you feel about that work?
Well, actually, during the week, we put a lot of emphasis on the interior of the line. Not that the edges weren't important, but I thought the interior of the line was going to be the key to the whole game. And to be honest, defensively, I thought we did a hell of a job. I thought the defensive guys interiorly really, really did a good job. They controlled the line of scrimmage. They limited the run game, which gave us opportunities to, you know, when we could get after the passer, to get after the passer a little bit more. It's nasty in there, and those guys had to take pride in what we were asking them to do. Interior offensive line-wise, I think that it was a battle. I don't know that there was any domination, but I think the body blows that just happened over time in that game led to what it did in the second half.
Two times your defense was forced out onto the field after a turnover, and they got 2 3-and-outs in those scenarios. And I mean, you talk about a game that has turning points. Your defense was able to stand up after the interception and after the fumble.
Yeah, give them credit. I mean, those guys are doing a really good job. They're learning from the mistakes that have happened in the past. They're gaining poise and confidence in what they're doing, and that's what it takes. You know, they got a turnover. They end up driving it down, and you got another red zone stop, which those are so key and critical, especially in tough-fought battles, especially on the road in this league. So give them a lot of credit. They bent a little bit. They had to recover a little bit. You know, quarterback takes off and scrambles. That is always one of those ones as a dagger. But you just got to fight yourself to give us another opportunity for another play, and they did a really good job of getting the stop there in the red zone.
Let me give you another look at the defense. After they had that long drive, 13 plays, 59-yard field goal drive, you get a 3-and-out, a 2-play safety, a 3-play, 7 yards, 3-and-out, another 3-and-out. I believe the next 11 plays after their field goal account for minus 8 yards and 3 punts.
That's momentum. And yeah. I think that's where you start to see confidence that's built. And those guys, and if you really look at it, it's a mixture of a lot of different people. There's a lot of linebackers that are playing. They're rolling those guys through to keep them fresh. And I think that's what happens when you get to the second half. If you're able to continue to do that up front, and particularly even at the linebacker position, even at the corner position, you know, that we were able to roll those guys, have confidence in those guys. And when it gets to the second half, you know, when you get that kind of momentum and you got guys who are really fresh, you can kind of do some of those things.
You did complimentary on offense, but let's talk about Tawee Walker and that offensive line, because, again, he had a very good day, and nothing was easy, it didn't seem. We've already discussed that a bit.
No, you know, they held him out of the end zone, and, you know, that's one of those things that we pride ourselves on, giving him opportunities, get him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, or what really happens in that second half. And then sometimes it's not always pretty. You know, the first half was a complete battle, back and forth. We take advantage of an opportunity of, you know, maybe that they, you know, would want back.
Yeah.
With 40-some, 50 seconds to go in the half. But we take advantage of it. And I think that's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
Coach, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a lake behind you. Brady Collins noticed it after the game. Was that preset? He jumped in the lake.
Oh, no, it was well documented beforehand that when we got this thing taken care of and we did it, he was going to go in the lake. Whether they were going to throw him in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake. And about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get him to that lake. So he wasn't going home without getting to that lake for him and for the rest of the guys. So it was a great celebration.
Coach, enjoy this. Couple of fun weeks to come.
You're, no doubt. This mountain keeps getting bigger.
Coach, appreciate it. Back to you, Matt.
All right. Thank you for your time, guys. A great philosopher once said, winning is fun.
Right? Yeah, that was a really good philosopher. Yeah. Aristotle? Or who?
I think it was. I think it was. Yeah, either that or, I don't know, Larry Curley or Moe maybe came up with that too. But, yeah, to be able to have a little bit of fun with your strength coach, who they seem to universally mm-hmm. respect, and he is personality plus, and a deal is a deal. So he took a little bath.
Yeah, you have all these little trinkets and little fun little things that you have that will bond your group. But the biggest bond is winning. And when you go on the road, it's just you guys and you get that bus ride. That's the beauty of sports, and to fight through and figure out a way and, you know, solve problems, find a way to get wins. And then, as Luke just said, those mountains keep getting bigger. And, you know, you don't usually talk about climbing a little baby mound. You talk about climbing Mount Everest. You talk about, those are the ones that you remember. So you got to get there. You got to continue to work to earn that opportunity. And now you've earned an opportunity to be a big-time spotlight game next weekend, Saturday night, under the lights. Cannot wait to watch.
Yeah, to say the least, business picks up with Penn State. Then they make a bus trip down to Iowa City. And then another bye, and then it's Oregon, go to Nebraska, then Minnesota. So they have taken care of their business. They have put themselves in position to make for a pretty festive night next Saturday at Camp Randall. Badgers a winner today, 23-3. Our thanks, as always, up here to our engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson back at the network studio as well, for Mark Tauscher and our sideline reporter Patrick Kerr. I'm Matt LePay. Our final score here in Evanston, Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 3. Stay with us. Much more to come. Billy Schmidt and Lance Allen standing by as our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guests, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
We continue with the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. 23-3, the Badgers take care of the proverbial thorn in their side in the Big Ten, the Northwestern Wildcats, by a wild lakefront here today in a dominating defensive performance, Lance, and one in which the offense continues to steal headlines, right? People love scoring points.
Yep.
But if you're going to start winning games like this, where once again Mike Tressel's defense dominates a Big Ten opponent, this is something very, very fun over the last 3 weeks.
We talked about it on the pregame show, Billy. What is more incredible to you, or what is more surprising? And because it's the offense and the defense now playing very complementary football, and for the most part, special teams, we'll get into the block field goal, I'm sure, yep. So you can't gloss everything over. But all three phases have been actually, for the most part, very, very good, but I'd say offense, defense, probably a little bit better. Defense has been more expected, Billy, in my opinion. I think you've got elements of that defense. The offense playing very efficiently and putting up all the points that they had the two previous games and then doing what they needed to do to win, that's maybe more of the surprise. But I will say that three straight wins, momentum, you're now 5-2, 3-1 in the Big Ten. You've outscored your opponent 117-16 in the last three games. Who knows what can happen under the Camp Randall lights? We've seen crazier, but hey, now you gave yourself a shot, and you got another chance to say this program is starting to arrive under Luke Fickle against number 3 Penn State at Camp Randall.
1 year ago, now a couple of weeks difference in the scheduling of this game, but a year ago when the Wildcats came to Camp Randall, Lance, it was maybe the lowest of low points in the 2023, right?
Yeah.
Hunter Waller, Tanner Mordecai, a couple other teammates came out and said, this is not the Wisconsin we came to. This is the Wisconsin they came to, the one that goes and dominates teams like this. Now, to that spread over the last 3 weeks, a little bit different. Rarely are you getting, and I love Tausch mentioning it, rarely are you getting your true freshman into Big Ten games three consecutive weeks. You're getting those early reps in the first 3 weeks
both
in the non-conference.
You noticed it right away in the
it's
first game.
It's a beautiful, beautiful time to be able to develop while winning games, and the development is not just the stuff on the field. You're starting to feel a development of the program under Luke Fickle and to what they believe
their Wisconsin football is going
to
be.
You can talk about garbage time all you want. It's not garbage to the individuals and the freshmen and the players. Yeah. It's not garbage to the coaches. They are playing meaningful snaps. Granted, the score is pretty much not in doubt, but they are playing meaningful snaps. And same thing. You can tell Braden Locke a couple of times today probably dove a little bit early because obviously it's a little thinner now without Van Dyke behind him.
Sure.
But Matauer has had at least a little bit of game action. You still don't want to throw him in as a true freshman, but at least he's had some action. And the other thing to me, Billy, is today is a day for the under-heralded, in my opinion. We can talk, and I'm sure we will talk, about Braden Locke and Tywee Walker and Hunter Wohler and most of the guys that get their flowers and get the love all the time. But look at what Joe Brunner and Jake Renfro have done on that offensive line. And
now
I know you're getting lathered up
language,
just thinking
yeah.
about that stuff. Sebastian Cheeks, Kurt Neal, Elijah Hills, Ben Barton. I wrote down a bunch of guys' names today that, quite frankly, we haven't either even hardly talked about, mentioned, maybe not mentioned at all.
Uh-huh.
They're getting it done, man. They really are.
Yeah, and those unheralded ones are the guys that Patrick Herb is talking about in the middle of the game, heading over and getting their chance to beat the drum that they bring to all these games. A Sebastian Cheeks safety in there, as well as a Tucker Ashcraft touchdown.
I didn't even mention him. I totally overlooked him.
It may amazing to be able to get those guys their first opportunities. And also, I'm sitting here, the complimentary nature of what we talked about a week ago, and when the score is as out of reach as it was a week ago, it's easier to say blowout fashion. Complimentary football was the calling card again here today for the Badgers.
Mm-hmm.
You heard Mike Eller address it with Vic just a couple of minutes ago. Talk about being able to sudden change in football is a difficult thing to be able to sometimes deal with for a defense.
Yep.
Back-to-back times after the Badgers put the ball into the Wildcats' possession, 3-and-out, and that possession was over, and it was back to Wisconsin. Not only was it back to Wisconsin, being able to then put points on the board a couple of possessions later in both instances, massive, and kind of the reason why they put this game out of reach.
How many times have you seen momentum switch down at that place or against North? And you mentioned it.
Yeah.
2023, just literally a year ago. How many times has that been the Achilles heel of the Badgers? And that whole environment, Billy, where you're a high school coach, I've covered prep sports for 30-plus years, in some ways, your mind has to shift into one of your bigger high school games because you have 12,000 people there max.
Totally.
It's an open-air stadium. You can literally hear the waves on the rocks and on the beach because you're that close to Lake Michigan. You have to... Yes, you should be pumped up for every single game, but you have to internally motivate yourself to not look at all the distractions that were all over the place and to win a game that you should win. And then you've got strength coach Brady Collins jumping into the lake.
It's awesome.
If the Badgers won, well, he did. Go look for it on the X.
Uh-huh.
He's a man of his word.
Yep.
You can do that stuff afterward, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great because you know it's there. It's tantalizing. It's there, but they stayed locked in, and it was not pretty. They had to grind it out.
Totally.
And I'm sure Luke Fickell doesn't seem completely happy going into Penn State, but that's a good thing. You're going to, once again, you got a chance to prove, hey, Alabama came in your house, schooled you.
No doubt.
Here's another top five opponent. You got a chance to prove that you guys are legit. You want people to continue to think, you're a so-so program or whatever. We'll just get blown off your own home field. But here we go.
The statement and the calling card that we've heard a couple of weeks in a row in the old Barry Alvarez line that Tausch has been able to drop a couple of different times of make that game mean something. Make it mean the most that it possibly can. And it does now, right? You've now won 3 straight games. Badgers
Tausch wants that 11 o'clock kickoff, man. Did you hear him whining about
that?
Yeah,
hey,
come on,
kickoff,
man. He likes that. But, hey, you and I, we're primetime players.
I saw that 6:30
pop up, and I'm like, yeah, Billy and I under the lights.
Well, think about what this does, though, as well, Lance. Not only do you have the opportunity coming in against a top-5 opponent, a team that has played close games to some inferior opponents earlier this year and has been prone to get nipped in a couple of these instances.
Also, barely got past USC.
One more victory for the Wisconsin Badgers. I know some people like this number. That's 6.
Well,
and that extends a streak that people were talking about 3 weeks ago in peril.
I was going to say, you were the first one to bring it up,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, okay, bowl eligible. Are they going to be bowl eligible? Whatever. All the haters, doubters, whatever, have definitely quieted down. Okay, are they a juggernaut? No, they're not even in the top 25, and they won't be. This will not be a top 25 matchup.
Sure.
So they still have work to do. But clearly there is growth, improvement, things that have clearly gotten better in the last 3 weeks, Billy. And the other thing to me on this whole situation is kind of like what you said. I think it was last week's broadcast where they put it up, and sometimes there's certain things you just take for granted, that Wisconsin has 22 consecutive seasons of winning football. And they're more than Tennessee, mm-hmm. more than Alabama, more than all the – you can roll out any program off your tongue, and right now the longest current active streak in college football, Wisconsin Badgers, 22 winning seasons in a row.
And one more victory, and the Badgers will be able to continue that. It's a remarkable standard to be able to set and to be able to have that right now in front of you after – last year, it felt like every single possession, every drive, every game, people wanted to make a grand proclamation
right.
about the state of Wisconsin football.
Right.
At least that's also stepped away for the last couple of weeks.
And who cares if you call
I enjoy that part of it.
I know it became kind of like a joke, the air raid, this, that, whatever. Okay, yeah. Today was more old school, hits people in the mouth, get hit in the mouth. Hunter Wohler, I thought Patrick Herb did a great job on the side. When Wohler got annihilated on that one punt that he caught.
Yep.
He was actually like gave him the big eye emoji type thing on the sideline, but you could tell he liked getting hit upside the head. He liked getting hit that hard, so to speak.
Little psychos over there on the defensive side. A little strange on that defensive sideline. I don't want anybody hit like that.
I don't want anybody touching my moneymaker. My face, that brings in the
especially
cash, man.
Especially with that gorgeous stash. We got to talk about that. Oh, that's a winner
right here.
I'm
grooming it, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's getting dirty.
This is a well-groomed and excited victory postgame show. 23-3, the Badgers have won three straight.
Well-caffeinated, too, can you tell?
You better believe that. No doubt about it here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Badgers beat the Wildcats 23-3. Set up a beautiful one against the Nittany Lions coming up at the camp a week from today. We got a lot more still coming up. Our postgame show presented by the local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting.
A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by the local Wisconsin UP4 dealers. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen, a celebratory 23-3 victory for the Badgers. They've now beaten the last three Big Ten opponents by three-plus scores in each game, Lance Allen, and there's a couple of things that you can always draw from it. More than anything, and this can be felt more personally in the program, but some good confidence finally seems to doubling up.
Does Braden Locke not look like a different player? And granted, okay.
Perfect example of it.
Yes. You'd still, okay, if we're going to be critical, you still don't like he's had, what, I think an interception in every game. Not that that's the worst thing in the world, but also against a team like
a couple dicey opportunities.
Well, a better team, I hate to say it, better team might take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, for sure.
Ball's getting tipped at the line of scrimmage. You know, you got to put either more of an arc or you got to get him outside the pocket because what is he, 6'1", 6'2"? He's not the tallest quarterback on a good day, maybe even less than that. Mm-hmm. Not the tallest quarterback, so you got to make sure you're throwing over those linemen, all this stuff. So we have seen improvement and confidence in him. There still is room for growth, obviously. But I think that is one shining example of a guy who clearly is a totally different player or a much better player than what he was against Alabama. Yeah. Elijah Hills. Did we even hardly mention his name other than I think one of the early games, whether it was Western Michigan or South Dakota, I'd have to go back and look at my notes quite
frankly. But it was almost a throwaway. It was like,
he had a good game.
Looks like a nice player.
We'll see what he does against somebody really solid or whatever. And once again, more opportunities, continues to make plays, continues to look good. Jake Chaney's name came up a handful of times today.
Yep.
And I know early in the season, people were kind of ripping on the linebackers a little bit, and maybe rightfully so, that, hey, okay, they're making tackles, but quite often they're not taking good angles or they're out of position or whatever. It just seems like between Thomas and Chaney, those are your guys who have really stepped up to solidify a lot of what's going on that second level. And then the third level, how much more can you say about guys? Okay, 3 points, and once again, the defensive line keeps getting better and has played better, but they don't consistent. I don't think I'm breaking news here to say they don't consistently
get wreaking havoc pressure.
Opposing backfield attack. Mm-hmm. How hard is it, Billy? You coach this game. How hard is it to cover somebody on a 5-1000, 6-1000, 7-8? Like you literally
impossible.
Sometimes you can count to 8, and those guys still have to cover. And you see quarterbacks throwing the ball away, throwing it in the dirt, almost getting it picked off. They have to cover for long periods of time, and they're doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, Lausch today, really, he only made you really hurt you with his legs early.
I agree.
And they were opportunities of broken pockets.
A couple of missed tackles there.
They've
got to clean that up.
But,
they had opportunities to get him in the backfield.
For sure. And I was talking about it with Mike Heller during the halftime report of, you know.
Who?
We're going to hear from him, sadly, coming up a lot.
Sadly.
That's a
key word.
As you mentioned, the interception, it kind of interrupted the punt fest that had broken out to start the game on both sides. But at that exact moment where you see Lausch get out of the pocket, set up a field goal opportunity, it's missed, you go down, score a touchdown, block the next one, and quickly the game can flip in just a moment's notice on the complimentary side.
How much does this game mean to a David Braun, to a Jake Dickert, to Lance Leipold, you know, guys like that who grew up in this state and then they face, a Wisconsin team, a Badgers team or whatever. So you knew that you were going to get close to Northwestern's best. And they definitely brought it there. You saw it at the end of the game. Some tempers flared up. It was smash mouth football, Billy, but you're right. I think that more often than not, the Badgers kept their composure, did what they needed to do, didn't turn the ball over. Now we can talk about the interception. We can talk about the possibility of other, you know, a team that's got maybe a little more speed, a little more size, whatever, could take advantage of more things. And the blocked field goal. One nitpicky thing is I think at the end of the game when it was, fourth and goal or fourth and one or fourth and short or whatever at the 5, I probably would have kicked the field goal just to maybe get a little more confidence and get a little more. And that's just me.
Sure.
I'm not here to coach.
Sure.
I'm not here to call plays. But in some fashions, I would have said, you know what? Let's just make sure, because next week that game could be ultra close, and I think you want to give your field goal kicker and your special teams and your field goal protection unit blocking for him some confidence going into that game.
It truly was a unique game. I've watched a lot of football, maybe too much, some would say. Yeah. You know, I always had the family members and the family friends.
Ever guilty of watching too much football? Yeah. Maybe.
So wait, you're just going to sit and watch football from like noon to 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, and some days earlier, if there's a London NFL game, it'll start at 8:30.
Hey, little Billy, there's three bags of garbage sitting there. Yeah, that's okay, Mom. I got football to watch.
We'll get them on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, Lance, I got to be honest. I can't really remember a game that had back-to-back blocked field goals, though.
How about that?
And this is one that had that. In one that, I mean, again, we're talking about a game that's a 20-point difference. Luke Fickell didn't necessarily love it. At halftime, he said, I don't actually think we're playing very well.
Yes.
Even though they're leading at 14-0 and just got what might end up being the greatest turning point going in your favor at the end of the first half. Because they were on, I don't know what they were thinking with the minute and a half to go.
That was
crazy.
But
you take advantage and make your own good fortune, and that's what the defense and then offense was able to do.